And Emma, the head of Kiwi Bank, has weighed in on what the government should be doing to support the economy.
Kia ora, Tianiwa. Yes, the chief executive says the government should be looking at direct grants to businesses and sectors affected by the pandemic rather than lending schemes. Steve Yurkovich has told a Trans-Tasman business seminar that the initial government and central bank response to COVID-19 was necessarily strong and welcome, and he says economic recovery will come on the backs of small businesses employing and expanding, as well as those retraining those who have lost jobs. But Mr. Yurkovich says lending schemes such as the government-backed business scheme have been too complicated, and the preference is for money in the pocket rather than more debt.
I would dearly love to see a more direct stimulus from the government to small businesses. I think Australia's been significantly ahead of New Zealand in the sense of the grants and trying to get things up and running. I'm sure our Trans-Tasman neighbours might have different views or different questions, but one of the things we seem to have struggled to do is really directly stimulus through grants to get these businesses up and running. So I'm hopeful that we'll see something along those lines. You know, most of the stimulus that New Zealand has had has been by way of loans. And as a banker, you know, there's nothing surer that if a customer lacks confidence, they don't want to borrow. And I think confidence is kind of the rarest commodity at the moment. So, you know, we've had the business finance guarantee scheme. The Inland Revenue loans did better than the business finance guarantee scheme. The banks have obviously been pretty supportive as a whole. But ultimately, I mean, if you're a borrower and you're not sure about your future prospects, probably borrowing more money is not top of the list.
That's Kiwi Bank's Chief Executive Steve Yurkovich. Meanwhile, the ANZ Bank is looking to the Reserve Bank to give more economic stimulus in the near term. In its latest quarterly outlook, the bank says it will take until 2022 before the economy gets back to pre-COVID levels. Senior economist Miles Workman says that will mean moves to a negative official cash rate and funding for lending program to counter falling inflation and rising unemployment. He says at some point the Reserve Bank will need to pause and take stock of the measures it's employed so far, but now is not the time to do so.
The key risk here is that credit availability tightens on the back of a negative OCR, simply because banks are finding it hard to fund loans. That's people taking their money out of term deposit. And this is why the funding for lending program is so important, because it essentially can help bypass that dynamic and allow banks to source funding and therefore pass on lower interest rates.
It's ANZ senior economist Miles Workman. And staying with the ANZ Bank, but this time it's finances. It says it will have one-off charges of more than $1.5 billion Australian dollars when it reports its full-year earnings tomorrow. About a third of that total has been incurred in the past 6 months. More than $800 million of the charges relate to its Asian operations, but there are also costs of compensating customers for past misconduct and mistakes and restructuring. The one-off costs for ANZ New Zealand's operations are a net $76 million, where the gains from the sale of assets will be offset by remediation costs, writing off goodwill from its businesses, and restructuring costs. Visa is testing the waters to see if New Zealanders are willing to move away from traditional point-of-sale systems in a bid that would also make taking payments easier for small businesses. The global payments company surveyed 500 people asking if they would use tap-to-phone payments. 39% said they would, but the majority had security concerns. The product is similar to Apple Pay, but the Android equivalent. Ivana Trancini from Visa says the pandemic has shown that businesses need to be nimble, and customers are getting used to, and prefer, contactless payments.
This provides just another way to accept digital payments securely, easily, and in the many different environments that businesses might operate today. So, for example, a pop-up clothes shop can move itself from a physical store to a market really, really easily. Or a small restaurant can move into the delivery space without too much fuss. So we're working with our partners here to accelerate its availability in New Zealand.
It's Ivana Trancini from Visa. Let's get an update on the markets now. We're joined by Malika King of Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon to you, Malika. Looks like the New Zealand market is trying to make a bit of a comeback after its slide yesterday.
It is indeed, and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is probably one of the key drivers there. The NZX 50 is up 58 points, or just nearly half a percent at 12,310. Auckland Airport's down 8 at $7.11. A2 Milk's up 16 cents at $15.28. Contact's down 1 at $7.54. Fletcher Building down 1 at $4.12. As I said, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up $1.54 at $36.15. That's 4.5%. Infratil's up 1 at $5.51, Meridian's up 2 at $5.45, Main Freight no change there at $54.70, Ryman down 45 cents at $14.05, and Sparks up half a cent at $4.59.
And let's have a look at the Australian 200.
Yeah, that's down 19 points or 6,227 points at 6,227 points. The banks weighing there, ANZ's down 50 cents at $19. CBA's down 89 cents at $67.87. Rio's down 3 cents at $92.27. Westpac's down 31 cents at $18.25. Another good day for Xero, up 79 cents at $113.27.
And what's happening with the currencies?
Pretty flat in this morning's trading. We're buying 66.99 US cents, 94.1 Australian, 51.41 British pence, 56.87 euro cents, 70.01 yen, and 4.49 yuan.
And just to finish up there, Malika, interest rates, oil and gold.
90-day bank bills are flat at 0.27%, the 5-year swap's at 0.0975%, the 10-year's at 0.495%, Brent crude's $40.72 US a barrel, and spot gold's $1,904 US an ounce.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, Malika King there from Craigs Investment Partners, with that update for us at midday. And in other business news, the online shipping company QEX Logistics says about $4 million worth of its inventory has been stolen from a warehouse in China. The company says the stock was removed from a secure customs warehouse in Shanghai. It is currently working with local authorities in Shanghai to determine what happened. It says if the inventory is not recovered, it will have a significant impact on its financial result for the year. And finally, the transport technology firm EROAD says new contracts increased by 45% over the September quarter. The company, which sells software to track fleet management and driver hours, added 3,379 units over the past 3 months, which is a 1,000 unit increase on the previous quarter. And that's business news for now. Te Aniwa, the team will be back just after the 5:30 news in Checkpoint with an update of the day's news and numbers.